Summer is finally heating up in the BC interior, and amidst heat warnings for humans comes a familiar reminder from the BCSPCA about keeping our four-legged friends safe in hot weather, particularly in cars. Heat and bright sunlight can quickly turn vehicles into an oven, endangering pets that are left in the car for even a few minutes. Heat exhaustion, and in some cases death, can be the result, even if the car is parked in the shade or has the windows cracked open. When the outside temperature is 27 C, it can take as little as 10 minutes for the interior of a vehicle to heat up to 37 C, and after 30 minutes the interior temperature can reach 46 C when it's 36 C outside. The interior can reach 46 C in 10 minutes, and 54 C in half an hour. People underestimate how rapidly a vehicle can heat up to dangerous levels, putting animals at risk of fatal consequences, says Eileen Drever, Senior Officer Protection and Stakeholder Relations for the BCSPCA. We also tend to miscalculate how long we'll be away from our cars. We think we're just running into the store for one item, but the lineups are long, we stop to chat with an acquaintance, and 5 minutes turns into half an hour or more while your pet suffers in the heat. Even a few minutes in a hot car can be life-threatening for animals. Dogs can't cool themselves off the way humans do, explains Drever. They have no sweat glands, so can only cool themselves by panting and by releasing heat through their paws, which means their body temperature rises more rapidly than a human's. They can only withstand high temperatures for a very short time, in some cases, just minutes, before suffering irreparable brain damage or death. And every dog is different. Certain dogs, like senior pets, those with underlying health conditions, and those with flatter faces, experience even more challenges in hot weather. Drever advises that leaving the air conditioning on, or the windows down, may seem like a good option for keeping pets cool, but it's not a reliable solution nor one the BCSPCA recommends. If the air conditioning fails, your pet could still be in danger. At the end of the day, it's best to simply leave your dog at home where there's more space, water, and shade. In 2024, the BCSPCA Animal Helpline received 841 calls about animals in hot cars. So far in 2025, the Animal Helpline has already received 164 calls, but that number is expected to rise along with the temperature. While many people's instinct is to take immediate action when they see a dog in distress in a hot car, the BCSPCA reminds the public that breaking a car window to remove an animal is illegal and dangerous for the human and the animal. Only RCMP, local police, and BCSPCA animal protection officers have the authority to enter a vehicle lawfully to help a pet in distress. Pounding on the door or window of the vehicle can agitate the dog and add to its distress. If you have concerns about a dog left alone in a potentially hot car, take a note of the license plate number, vehicle color, make, and model and connect with nearby businesses to have the animal owner paged to return to their vehicle immediately. Do not confront the animal's owner. If the animal is showing signs of distress, exaggerated panting or no panting at all, salivating, an anxious or staring expression, muscle tremors or lack of coordination, convulsions, vomiting, collapse, call your local animal control agency, police department or RCMP, or the BCSPCA Animal Helpline at 1-855-622-7722 as soon as possible, and listen to the instructions of the call takers. Keep emergency supplies, bottled water, a small bowl, a towel that can be soaked in water, in your car so you can help hydrate an animal, if a window has been left open, while you wait for emergency response. A battery-powered fan from a dollar store can also be handy to circulate air. If your dog shows symptoms of heat stroke, immediately move the animal to a cool, shady place. Wet the dog with cool water, and fan vigorously to promote evaporation. This will cool the blood, which reduces the animal's core temperature. Do not apply ice, as this constricts blood flow and will inhibit cooling. Allow the animal to drink some cool water, do not force water into the animal, or lick ice cream if no water is available, and take the animal to a veterinarian as soon as possible for further treatment. While you might feel guilty leaving your dog at home, particularly if you are used to having it accompany you everywhere, your pet will be much happier and safer at home. On long summer road trips, plan ahead to make sure stops along the way are safe for your pet. Have someone stay with the dog outside the car while everyone else makes a rest stop or goes to get refreshments. For more pet safety information, visit the BCSPCA's website at https://spca.bc.ca/.